www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا أنتم من الله على حذر وعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يرى ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يرى أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal. This is wara'ul wara', beyond human comprehension. What do we have at our disposal to describe the greatness of Allah, the majesty of Allah? We have the human intellect, this brain. In reality, Allah's greatness is such, one Bedouin walks into Masjid al-Nabawi. This is what we call A'rab in Arabic, desert dweller. No formal education, no academia, never been to a school or a university. But when the nur of Iman, when the nur of Allah's ma'rifat penetrates the heart, then with that Allah opens up the intellect, Allah opens up the understanding also. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, prior to Islam, he was a shepherd. He used to look after camels. And he was known that if Umar left in the morning with 40 or 50 camels, by the end of the day he would have lost one or two. Was not someone known for his intellect or intelligence. Yet when he placed his hand in the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he handed himself over to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is the guidance, hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, Allah opened up his intellect to such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌّ لَكَانَ عُمَرٌ. If there had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. And ulama al-kiram have recorded 50 occasions that a thought came in the heart of Umar, or a suggestion came from Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that something should be like this. When it enters my heart, it should be in this way. And wahi and revelation from Allah comes down in support of the suggestion of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. What was this? This was the nur of Iman, the nur of Allah's ta'abu, the nur of Allah's ma'rifat entering the heart. I remember a few years ago there was an Arab Jamaat in our country. The brother mentioned one incident. Authenticity, Allah knows best, but it illustrates the point. And once, during the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one night Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu sees a dream. And in that dream, it is the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu proceeds for Fajr Salah. Outside the masjid, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present and he has a tray of dates in his hand. He takes one date, places it in the mouth of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Such is the sweetness and the luscious taste of that date that immediately Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zidni, give me another one. And before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can give him the second date, the adhan for Fajr is called out. So obviously he wakes up from the dream and realizes that he had been dreaming. Now when he goes to the masjid, Umar radiallahu ta'ala is standing outside the masjid. In his hand is a tray of dates. He places one in the mouth of Ali. Ali radiallahu ta'ala experiences the same sweetness and ecstasy in this day that he experienced in his dream. And the dream is fresh in his memory. It just happened now. So he said, O Umar, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Zidni, give me another one. Umar smiled at him. And said, Lo Zadat al-Habib Lazid. That if my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given you a second one, I also would give you a second one. What was this? Ittaqu firasat al-Mu'min, fa'innahu yanzuru bi nurillah. Ittaqu firasat al-Mu'min. Today, we tend to equate intellect and intelligence with worldly sciences. Someone feels, mashallah, I'm a Harvard University graduate, Oxford University graduate, written a few theses, maybe did one or two PhDs. And the person feels, mashallah, main to waqt ka allama ban gaya. I am the allama of the time, I know everything. You ask the Harvard University graduate, ask the Oxford University graduate, by how many eyes do you have? We tell you 2 eyes. How many ears? 2 ears. How many fingers? 10 fingers. How many hair on your head? Already his knowledge is finished. Which mathematical or scientific formula are you going to use to count the number of hair on your head? Yet the reality, Allah's knowledge, how many hair on my head, your head, the head of every human being on the surface of this earth, every human being that loved, is loving, will love till Qiyamah, all that is in the knowledge of Allah. Ordinary Bedouin, you didn't go to any school or university, but when the nur of Allah's ma'rifah, the nur of Allah's ta'alluq enters the heart, he raises his hands in Masjid al-Nabawi, and look at the manner. Look at the manner in which he praises Allah. Ya man la tarahu al-uyub, wa la tukhalituhu al-dunud, wa la yasifuhu al-basifun, wa la tughayyiruhu al-hawadir, wa la yakhsha al-dawa'ir. Ya man ya'lamu mataqil al-jibal, ومكائيل البحار وعدد قطر الأمطار وعدد ورق الأشجار وعدد ما أظلم عليه الليل وأشرق عليه النهار ولا تواري منه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ولا بحر ما في قعره ولا جبل ما في وعره. These few expressions which I mentioned, brief translation we'll do just now. This is just the understanding and perception of this ordinary Bedouin, desert dweller, nomadic background. In it he is opening up in front of us the ulum of Allah, the majesty of Allah, the knowledge of Allah. Wallah, the PhD of today, or the university graduate of today, will never be able to describe Allah as this ordinary man describes Allah. What is this? When the nur of Iman enters the heart, when they place their hands in the hands of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Hadith, ittaqu firasata al-mu'min. Ittaqu. And these times he uses the word ittaqu. In other words, fear. Fear that inner wisdom. Fear that inner perception. Fear that special depth of understanding which Allah blesses a true believer with. Why? فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. He sees with the nur of Allah. And if the nur of Iman, Allah's nur enters the heart, then that is direction. And that is why just now we read Maghrib Salah. Just now after that will be Isha Salah. The one dua that is called, the one dua that is compulsory, every rakat of every salah, Allah is commanding us, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Beg Allah, ask Allah, lower yourself, humble yourself before Allah, ask Allah for hidayat. What is hidayat? What is hidayat? مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابِ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا يَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. Hidayat is noor. Hidayat is spiritual illumination. Hidayat is that light which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yahdi may yasha. Allah chooses and Allah ta'ala gives this nur, this illumination to whom He wants amongst His slaves. The mercy of Allah, the compassion of Allah, unfortunately, many of us today, when it comes to the deen and shariat, we tend to become very rigid and become very hard. And even when we present Allah, we give dawah towards Allah, when we speak about Allah, we tend to highlight this aspect, the authority of Allah, the qahariyat of Allah, the jabbariyat of Allah. But if you look in Quran and Hadith, the reality is Allah doesn't present Himself like that. Asma'ul Husna, the beautiful names of Allah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the riwayat of Tirmidhi Sharif, He said, Man ahsaha, wa fi riwayah, Man hafizaha, the one who will appreciate ahsaha, the one who will appreciate, the one who will bring in front of him, the one who will ponder over, the one who will recognize these beautiful asma'ul husna, these beautiful names of Allah. That's one riwayat. Another riwayat, man hafizaha, the one who will by heart and who will learn these 99 names of Allah, sifat of Allah, attributes of Allah, دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ, Allah will enter him into Jannah. In other words, these sifat, these attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being highlighted, that recognize Allah through His attributes. Now if you look at those 99 names, Allah, الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ, الرَّحْمَنِ, الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار. If you look at those names, generally one name only actually refers to Allah's qahariyat and Allah's azab and Allah's punishment, which is a reality. Azab of Allah is a reality. But of the 99 names, one name, Muntaqim. Muntaqim means one who will exact retribution. Muntaqim, one name. The other 98 of those 99 names refer to the Jamal of Allah, the Kamal of Allah, the Rahmat of Allah, the Mercy of Allah. So to present, have this mindset, only the Qahariyat and the Jabariyat of Allah, this goes against Quran and Hadith. Month of Ramadan is coming, the month of the Quran is coming. What does the Quran start off with? When Allah introduces Himself, what does Allah say? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. Rabbil Alameen, Allah is Rabb. Rabb of every alam. What does the word Rabb mean? Unfortunately, English language is very limited. But you pick up a commentary, you pick up a translation, or they say exegesis, they use fancy terms, of the Quran. What do you read? Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to Allah, who is the sustainer, or nourisher, or maker, or provider. This in reality does not do justice to what the word Rabb means, the sifat of Allah, the rububiyat of Allah. One aspect of this quality that Allah is the sustainer, Allah is the nourisher, Allah is the provider, Allah is the maker, Allah is murabbi. In it is contained a very, very high level of affection and love. That is why in Hadith of Jibreel, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam equated this quality of Rabb with the love of a mother. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنْتَلِذَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا. The rububiyat of Allah, in other words, greater than your mother loves you, Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Allah is introducing Himself. He could have been Alhamdulillahi Qahhari Samawati Wal Ard, Jabbari Samawati Wal Ard, Qiyama Samawati Wal Ard. What does Allah say? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. All praise is due to Allah, who is the Rabb of every alam. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman. The word Rahman, even if you don't know Arabic, where it comes from? Rahmat, mercy, compassion, kind, forgiveness. Allah has written on His arsh, Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. My rahmat, my mercy, my compassion will always be greater than my anger. There is nothing that is compulsory on Allah. Allah is part of this. Compulsion, order, restriction, hudud, limitations, regulations, that is for you and I. Allah is above all that. Yet Allah in the Quran says, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ كَتَبَ. Allah made far obligatory. كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ. Upon who? Allah ordered who? Allah says, Allah ordered Himself. كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ. This is literal translation. What does this mean? Your Rabb made far, made compulsory, ala nafsihi, upon Himself. What can be farz on Allah? What can be compulsory on Allah? Allah zat, la yus'alu amma yaf'al wa hum yus'alun. No one questions Allah. Allah will do the question. Allah's authority is such. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Authority, kibr in the heavens and the earth only belongs to Allah. Yet Allah is saying, this is literal translation, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ. Allah made something farz upon Himself. What? كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah made obligatory upon Himself rahmat, mercy, compassion, kindness. Rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. Allah says, my rahmat, my mercy encompasses every facet of this creation. If you look in Quran and Hadith, my respected brothers, wallah, it appears as if Allah is just looking for some excuse to make our maqdir. This season that we have entered into, Rajab, Shaban, this is a season. When Rajab will start, Rasulullah SAW will make dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajabin wa Shaban wa ballighna Ramadan. O Allah, bless us. O Allah, give us barakah. O Allah, bless us in the months of Rajab and Shaban. وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ and cause us to remain alive to experience Sayyidu Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, Shahrul Rahmah, Shahrul Tawbah, Shahrul Ghufran, Shahrul Quran, Shahrul Dua, Shahrul Inaba, Shahrul Iqti min al-Niran, the month of Allah's mercy, the month of Allah's forgiveness, the month of Allah's compassion, the month of the acceptance of Dua, the month of emancipation from the fire of hell, the month of Allah's forgiveness, the month to turn to Allah, the month of the Quran. What is this? A season, a chance, an opportunity. Allah is free. It's almost as if Allah is looking for some excuse to make the maqfira. One riwayat had come, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person was walking, he saw something on the road. He saw a branch, Ra'a Ghusnan ala tariq, he saw a branch on the road. So he said, La'ulqiyanna hadha, let me move this. Why? Because it is possible this causes takleef to the people. On this one act, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on this one act, tomorrow Allah will make the decision of the maqfirah. Dawud alayhi salam, once he asked Allah ta'ala, Ya Allah, he had heard of the mizan, where Allah says, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. Quran speaks of Allah's mizan. A hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes the magnificence and the size and the magnanimity and the proportion of this creation of Allah, the mizan, the scale of justice. Dawud alayhi salam, once he makes dua to Allah, Ya Allah, show me this mizan, show me this scale. Allah reveals it to him. The size of it is such, the gigantic proportion, it blots out the entire east to west. Dawud alayhi salam, when he sees this, he falls down unconscious. When he recovers, when he opens up his eyes, he says to Allah, Ya Allah, how is it even going to be possible? Kayfa mala ahadun hadhihi al-kiffa, such a large scale. How is anyone ever going to be able to fill it with good deeds? How is anyone going to be able to fill it with good deeds? Allah Ta'ala said to Dawud alayhi salam, O Dawud, do not worry. لَوْ رَضِيْتُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ لَمَلَأْتُهَا بِتَمَرَىٰ. If I become happy with my slave, even if he spends one day in my path, I will make that one day fill this entire mizan. Such is the mercy of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Dakhala rajulun al-jannah. Look at this hadith, literal translation. Even if you don't understand Arabic, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking of
www.attabligh.com, the revival of Iman.
Dakhala rajulun al-jannah. This man is a jannati, referring to someone from the previous ummah, before the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us of a person, Dakhala rajulun al-jannah. He is a jannati. Now if you put your hand over the rest of the hadith, block the words out. You're listening. Dakhala rajulun al-jannah. This man is a jannati. So what would you expect in the rest of the hadith? Some great ibadat, some great act of worship, some great sacrifice, some great mujahada this man did. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking about him from the previous ummah, and he's saying this man is a jannati. So what did he do? What did he do? Take your hand. Now move your hand away. And look at the words of the hadith and completely contrary to logic. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Ma amila khayran qattu. Those who understand Arabic, this is emphasis upon emphasis upon emphasis. Ma is nafia, which means to negate. Ma amila khayran and then qattu. Qattu in Arabic is to, like you place a seed, you take a hammer, you overemphasize something. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, this man will enter into Jannah. He did not for his entire life do a single good deed. Ma amila khayran qat. Never did one good deed. Not one tasbih, not one act of charity, not one turakat salah. This is ma amila khayran qat. This is what he means. Didn't do a single good deed. Qala li Ali hina hadarahu al-wafat. When the time of his mort came, now dastan, legacy of a life of ghaflat, a life of masiyat, a life of Allah isyan to such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, this man, there was not one good deed he did. Now death is staring him in the face. Desperate, absolutely desperate. Can't turn the clock back. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. This is Allah's sunnah, it will not change. Allah says, when the mort comes, when death comes, no تَأْخِيرُ. وَلَكُمْ مِيعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. There is a promised time. We have not come to live in this world, come out of this ghaflat. Understand, my respected brothers, not you, not I, have come to live in this world, we have come to die. That is the reality of life. 100 years from now, 100 years ago, not one of us was here. 100 years from now, not one of us will be here. 100 years ago, the world was running. Today it is running. 100 years from now, if Allah doesn't decide Qiyamah, it will still be running. We were not here, now we are here, then we won't be here. So come out of this deception that this world needs you or I to run. We are just fooling ourselves that we are integral and we have to be there and I have to do future planning and I have to do this and I have to do that. The reality, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Every one of you is a faqir, beggar, useless, bankrupt before Allah. No makhluk is integral to the running of this affair, running of this world. It is Allah's hakimiyat, Allah's hukumiyat, Allah's samadiyat, Allah's jabariyat, that is muhit, that encompasses every facet of this creation. All of us, we are in a waiting station. This is a passing phase. No one has come to live, we have come to die. And when that time comes, like the poet says, وَإِذَا الْمَنِيَّةُ أَنْشَبَتْ أَظْفَارَهَا أَلْفَيْتَ كُلَّ تَمِيمَةٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ. When mort and death bears its claws, like sometimes you hear people, pagalpana, they call this the foolishness of insan's intoxication with the nasha of this world. You become so intoxicated that you hear statements like this, I was saved from the jaws of death. I was saved from the jaws of death. I was lucky. I got saved. There is no such thing as being saved from the jaws of death. وَإِذَا الْمَنِيَّةُ أَنْشَبَتْ أَظْفَارَهَا. When mort and death bears its claws, when that time comes, like Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, الْمَوْتْ لَيْسَ مِنْهُ الْفَوْتْ. Al-maw, laysa min wulfaw, in faraltum minhu akhadakum. In akantum lahu akhadakum, wa in faraltum minhu adrakakum. If you oppose it, it will overpower you. If you run from it, it will find you. Like Quran says, أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. Allah says, run, hide as much as you want, but a huge fortress. But wherever you are, whoever you are, on its appointed time, that death and death will come. الفيت كل تميمة لا تنفع لن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها. When more than death comes, there is no turning the clock back. There is no second chance. There is, other day someone said such a beautiful thing. He said, people were gathered around one mayyit at the Qabristan. The mayyit was being lowered into the ground. At that time, one person decided to give nasihat and advice. And he said, that brothers, I want you to listen to me. I want you to listen to me. If this mayyit is told now that Allah has given you an opportunity, you are going to be brought to life. You have 24 hours. You are going to be brought to life. Listen to this. You are going to be brought to life. You have 24 hours. What do you think this man will do? Ask anybody, there's 50 people, 100 people gathered at the graveyard. The mayor is in front of them. Bring him to life for 24 hours. What do you think he will do for the next 24 hours? Answer will be the same, similar. I'll be in the masjid. I'll sort out my financial affairs. Those whose hukuk are ate up, I will ask them for maaf. I'll try and pay them back. I'll get my affairs in order. I'll be involved in tilawat of Quran. I'll make zikr of Allah, start preparing for qabr and akhirat. I'll make tawbah. The list will go on. With their namazi, I'll make namazi. There's no sunnah in my life, I'll make sunnah. We get whatever answer you want to give. Then this person said to that majma, the brother, I want you to listen to me. Now listen properly what I'm saying. This man is not getting 24 hours. That is Allah's sunnah. وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ. Once this mortgage happens, Allah is not going to bring this man alive now. But you and I, in all likelihood, have the next 24 hours. You and I, in all likelihood, have that extension that this person does not have. Now what are you going to do with this extension? What are you going to do for the next 24 hours? Sad reality? Sad reality is what? Sad reality is this mindset of ghaflat. This mindset of negligence. What? That I still got a lot of time. I still got a lot of time. This is Shaitan's chakra. Shaitan won't tell you don't do. Shaitan is too intelligent to tell you not to do. What Shaitan will do is he'll tell you, don't do it now. You still got a lot of time. Like my friend Dilla Sahib, Ram Durkhan, he gives the example, he says that the alarm clock is set for Fajr Salah. It's set. Alarm clock goes off. At that time, even in that sleep, even in that subconscious state, this person is able to do a quick mental calculation. That if I press the snooze button, the snooze button has 10 minutes gap. So still 20 minutes for Fajr Salah. MashaAllah, Imam Sahib is very long. So I can sleep another 10 minutes and I'll still be able to get up and make wudu quickly. I'll still make it. Even in that subconscious state, all that calculation is able to do. And he presses the snooze button and he goes back to sleep. And Allah Shan, this second sleep that he gets is sweeter than the whole night also. So when the alarm goes again, when the alarm, now the snooze has passed, still in all likelihood, he goes to press it again. What is this? This is not Shaitan saying don't do. This is Shaitan saying you've got a lot of chance. You've got a lot of chance. The one bounty of Allah, which unfortunately majority of us are in ghaflat and negligence about, is the value of time. Time is that commodity which you can't replace. This man, mort is in front of him. Not one good deed. Absolutely desperate. There's no time, nowhere to run now. You can't turn the clock back. So what does he do as an act of absolute desperation? قال يا أمي حين حضره الوفاة. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, this man said to his family, this was his wasiyah, حين حضره الوفاة, now that death has come, إذا أنا مت فأحرقوني ثم اسحقوني ذروا نصفي في البر نصفي في البحر. He said, I am beseeching you, he says to his family in desperation, when I die, burn my body. Burn my body, then take the ashes and crush them. Take the ashes and crumple them, so that nothing remains. And then the little ashes that remain after you have crumpled it. This month of Ramadan, I'm digressing. If you look at this word, Ramadan, what does Ramadan mean? This name Ramadan, 12 months in Islamic calendar, Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhir, Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan, Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah. These 12 names of the Islamic months. Ulama say, 11 of those names the Arabs kept. This month, Ramadan, this name came down in Quran. Shahru Ramadan, الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. So this name also is from Wahi. Allah selected this name. What does the word Ramadan actually mean? It comes from the root word, Arabic root word, Ramadan Yarmud, which means to burn. To burn. Now what's the link? What's the association? What's the hikmah, the wisdom behind naming this month burning or Ramadan? Ramadan means heat. In the hadith in Mishkan Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Salatul Awwabin Hina Tarmudul Fisal. Awwabin Salah, one is after Maghrib, which is more famously known. In the Pakistan continent, we know that Awwabin is after Maghrib. But actually, in Hadith terminology, the term Awwabin also refers to charged Salah. So Nabi Sallallahu said, Salatul Awwabin, in other words, charged Salah, the time of it is found in this Hadith. He said, Hina Tarmudul Fisal. This was the shan of Habib Pakistan Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he would not speak above the heads of the people. Who is he speaking to? Speaking to desert dwellers. He's speaking to simple people. So he could have given them some complex answer, the measurement of the sun and the direction it rises and all that. But so beautifully he brought himself right down to the level of his audience. He said, Hina tarmudul fisal. Fisal means the young animal. The young animal, when its feet starts boiling. What happens in the desert? As the sun rises, the ground starts becoming hot. Then it becomes tepid, boiling hot. At what time? Round about 10, 11 o'clock. MashaAllah, those of us who have been to Haramain Sharifin, Allah keep taking us, you kind of put the white marble. But by mistake, if you put your foot on the black one, what happens? You can't even place it there. Because the ground has become tepid, boiling hot. So he said, Awwabin Salah, Char Salah, is when the animals are in its womb starts feeling the heat of the desert. In other words, 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. Talmud, some same word, Ramadan. So what's the link, what's the association? Allahu Akbar, one explanation ulama give, they say hunger. Hunger creates heat physiologically, biologically, naturally. With hunger, the heat of the mi'da, of the digestive system goes up. So the analogy is this, that with each day's hunger, a little bit of the last 11 months' sins and gunas are placed in this cauldron of heat, and it is burnt and burnt and burnt and burnt and burnt, so that finally, when the end of Ramadan comes, this person becomes sinless. Another explanation ulama ikram give of the link Ramadan. They say if you want to destroy something, you can break it. But what you break can be, you can glue it together again. You can tear something, you can put it together again. It may not be perfect, but you can still put it together. If you want to destroy something so that no trace remains, completely destroy it. They say the most conducive way to destroy something where no trace remains is to burn it to ashes. Ramadan, the month in which even the record of the sins of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are burned to ashes, obliterated. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما أعطاهم رمضان. If Allah wanted to punish the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would not have given them this month of Ramadan. This is such a month, such an opportunity. Like I said, I digress. This person, out of desperation, says to his family, burn my body, crush the ashes, throw half over the ocean, half over the land. This was not because he did not believe in resurrection. يَوْمَ نَقْلِ السَّمَاكَ طَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ يُعِيدُهُ وعدنا علينا إنا كنا فاعلين. الله أكبر. Look at the emphasis. Allah says, a day is coming. نقل السماء. We will wrap up the heaven like our writer wraps up his clothes. كما بدأنا أول خلق. Exactly as we created you the first time. نعيد. We will resurrect you. وَعْدًا عَلَيْنَا وَعْدًا عَلَيْنَا. Allah said, I take an oath upon this, I am going to resurrect you. إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. Like in Urdu, we say, اس پر کوئی شک نہ کرو, یہ ضرور بھی ضرور ہو جائے گا. Without a doubt, لَتُبْعَثُنْ. You will be resurrected down to the last proportion. That body went into the ground. It got eaten up by the insects of the grave. Those insects got eaten up by other insects. Those insects were eaten up by other insects. And then after being dispersed into millions, if not trillions of particles, with the passage of time, the earth overturned. Further dispersion till you were scattered and absolutely no trace remains. Such is the knowledge of Allah. Such is the manner in which Allah encompasses every facet of this creation. That Bedouin raises his hand, Ya Allah tarahul uyun wa la tuqalituhu dhunun wa la yasifuhu alwasifun. Oh my Allah, the eyeballs cannot see you, the mind cannot imagine you. True description, let the describers of this world come together. They will never ever be able to describe you as you ought to be described. La tughayyiru al-hawadith wa la yakhsha al-dawa'ir. You are not affected by the movement and the ravages of time. Ya man ya'lamu mataqil al-jibal. Oh my Allah, you know the weight of the mountains. Mataqil al-jibal. Maka'il al-bihar. You know the measure of the oceans. عدد قطر الأمطار. You know the number of the rain droplets that are falling. عدد ورق الأشجار. You know the number of the leaves on the trees of this earth. ولا تواري منه سماء سماء. Your knowledge is such, one heaven doesn't block from you what is underneath it. وَلَا أَرْضٌ أَرْضًا. One level, one stratum of the earth doesn't drop from your sight and knowledge what is underneath it. وَلَا بَحْرٌ مَا فِي قَعْرِ وَلَا جَبَلٌ مَا فِي وَعْرِ. 11 kilometers of water, Pacific Ocean, in Philippines, 11 kilometers high. What does this ordinary Bedouin in a desert 14 centuries ago say? Oh my Allah, your knowledge is such that it penetrates the depths of the ocean. The earth, it penetrates the depths of the earth. One huge creation of yours above another does not conceal from you what is underneath it. Every grain, every atom, Allah says, مَا خَلْقُكُمْ وَلَا بَعْتُكُمْ إِلَّا كَنَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا. To create you the first time and resurrect you again, and to do this to the whole humanity and everything that exists, is like creating one person for Allah. There is no difficulty in this. Don't doubt this. This is going to happen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that day is coming. Allah will resurrect this person. Allah will resurrect this person. And then Allah is going to ask him, Ma hamalaka ala ma sana. Why did you do this? Ma hamalaka ala ma. What did you hope to achieve? You were going to avoid this day? Ain al mafar. La takhfa minkum khafiya. Fanfudhu. La tanfudhuna illa bi sultan. There are three things in human nature. When faced with a situation impending danger, faced with a situation where you want to escape, you have at your disposal one of three things. Either you can hide, or you can run, or you can oppose. These are your three options. What does Quran say? Hide, la taqfa minkum khafiya. There's no hiding in that. Run, ain al mafar. Allah says, where are you going to run? Oppose, fanfudu, la tanfuduna illa bi sultan. There is no question of opposing the authority of Allah. There is no escape route. That day is coming. So Allah asked him, ma khamalaka ala ma sanar. Why did you do this? Allahu Akbar, what answer is he here? Not that I hope to avoid this day. There was no escape. I knew it in my heart. He says, Lima khafatika ya Rabbi. Lima khafatika ya Rabbi, O my Allah. Dastan, legacy, life of disobedience. At that time, just before I could die, when the extension had almost run out, your khawf came into my heart. Khashiyat of Allah, the khawf of Allah, the consciousness of Allah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Tirmizi Sharif riwayat, mentions about one youngster. Badmash, if you want to use our colorful language, sharabi, kabavi, call him whatever you want. Badmash, a life, a legacy of Allah's disobedience to such an extent, such an extent, such an extent. So much wealth Allah had given this man. So much wealth. This, do not fall into this deception that if Allah gives you wealth, if your business is doing well, if your dunya is doing well, then this means somehow the other means that your Allah is pleased with you. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا رَئِيْتَ اللَّهِ يُعْطِ الْعَبْ عَلَى مَعَاسِيهِ. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you see the benevolence of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the mercy of Allah directed towards a person, Allah is pouring the dunya on him, عَلَى مَعَاسِيهِ, despite his disobedience of Allah. Do not let this, do not let your lalach and greed for his dunya lead you also to disobey Allah. Why? Because in reality, if he is disobedient to Allah and Allah is still giving him dunya, that is rope. That is rope which Allah is giving him. A time is going to come. If he will not make tawbah, if he will not change his way, then Allah protect us. Allah will hang him with the same rope. Allah will hang him with the same rope. Dunya is not a proof that a person has pleased Allah. One person says to the Nabi of the Bani Israel from the previous ummah, he says to that Nabi, how is it? You are talking about Allah's azab, you are talking about Allah's punishment. I am in masiyat and then masiyat and then masiyat. Why is Allah's punishment not coming? Why is Allah's punishment not coming? The Nabi turns to Allah. Says, Ya Allah, this man is saying this. Allah Ta'ala sends wahi, inspiration upon him, that ask him. Ask him this question. Has he shed one tear in my love? Has he shed one tear in my ta'alluq? Has he shed one tear in my ibadat? as he said, shed one tear in association with Allah. When he cried over some woman. When he cried over some worldly loss. When he cried over some dunya. What is the meaning of this hadith? Is what greater azab is there? What greater azab is there that Allah Ta'ala has deprived him of the sweetness of Allah's Ta'ala? Dunya, dunya is nothing. Dunya is nothing. Dunya is nothing. There is no wealth in this world. There is no wealth in this world that can equate to the ecstasy that Allah has kept on the Musalla. That Allah has kept in his ta'alluq. That Allah Ta'ala has kept in turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This shedding hot tears, Ramadan is coming. Get up at tahajjud. Don't let it just be sehri. Fill the stomach and then rush to the masjid. No. Wake up a little bit earlier. Spare those few minutes. Turn to Allah at the time of iftar. At the time of iftar. At the time of iftar. Don't let the whole focus only be on the samosas and bajar and whether the coke and Pepsi is there. That is the time. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِّينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah says, on that day you will see my malaika. They are making tawaf of the arsh. They are making tawaf of the arsh. They don't eat, they don't sleep. 24 hours of every day. Allah's ibadat, Allah's tasbih. يُسَبِّحُونَ tasbih, tamjeed. Praising Allah, glorifying Allah, giving the praises of Allah. For 11 months in the year they do this in Ramadan, Allah commands those angels, stop your tasbih. Stop your tasbih and say Ameen to the dua of the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of iftar. These tears that are shed, wallah, that ecstasy, that maza that Allah gives in the heart when you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is such a ni'mat, such a ni'mat, such a ni'mat of Allah, such a bounty of Allah that nothing in this world can equate it. Nothing in this world can compare to it. This is Allah's fazl. When Allah gives you that tawfiq to go on the musalla, Allah gives you that tawfiq to turn to Allah, Allah gives you that tawfiq to raise your hands, Allah gives you that tawfiq to shed one tear. Ulama say, this is that ni'mat, that ni'mat, that ni'mat, that mazah, that ecstasy that even in Jannah you will not get. This is the one ni'mat that you will not get in Jannah. There the Jannatis will ask Allah permission to make sajda. They will ask Allah permission to turn to Allah. There Allah will say that the haysiyat has changed. The relationship has changed. Why? In this world, I am your Rabb, your Malik. I am your owner. You are my slave. You are my slave. That is the relationship in dunya. Allah will say in Jannah, the relationship has changed. I am now your host and you are my guest. I am your host and you are my guest. And it is not in keeping. It's not in keeping with the ethical or decorum of that you should make my ibadah. That is why their permission will not be given. Chance of this ni'mat, of this bounty is only in this dunya. Allah reveals upon that Nabi of the Bani Israel. Allah says to him, ask him. He wants to know where my azab is and why dunya is coming. Ask him if he ever once felt the sweetness of shedding one tear in my ta'aluk. What greater azab, what greater punishment than that can there be that it is deprived of my ta'alluq, deprived of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are opportunities, chances which we have been given. Coming back to this incident, Sharabi, Badmash, whatever it was, so much wealth Allah gave him that just, it comes in the riwayat, the Tirmidhi Sharif riwayat, to spend a night of masiyat with one woman, he pays 60 dinars. Dinar, 60 dinars. Dinar is a coin of gold. South Africa, they talk about Kruger coins, Kruger rand. Or 1 ounce of gold is called a Kruger rand. I don't know your currency, but that currency is 35, maybe 40,000 rand. Is one Kruger rand, 60 like that, runs into several millions. Anywhere in the world today, 60 ounces of gold. That kind of wealth this youngster had to spend a night with one girl. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says he enters into solitude with this young girl. She starts crying. When she starts crying, he says, "Why are you crying? I did not force you. There's no compulsion. You were not, there was no threat given to you. Why are you crying?" She says, "Kefal, I am not a woman of the night. I am not what you are thinking." Then he said, "Then why did you accept my offer? Why were you prepared to take my price?" What answer does she give? She says that hunger, desperation, debt, difficulty compelled me to accept your offer. I have never done this type of thing. The desperation, the desolation, the sadness on the face of this woman as to that guna and haram which she is about to commit, this strikes a chord in the heart of Kifal. And he says, "You are my sister, you can keep the wealth. I'm not going to force you to do haram." She says, "My whole life I never did this type of thing. How am I going to face Allah by doing this?" He gives her the money, she goes away. As she goes away, Kifal starts thinking to himself, this was her reaction for one night of masiyat, which she never did before. Your every night is in masiyat. Your every night is in Allah's disobedience. Your every day is in Allah's disobedience. This is how she reacted. This, for one night, this affects Kifal to such an extent that he says, "Wallahi, la asillaha ba'dahu abada." I take an oath on Allah, speaking to Allah, "Oh my Allah, I take an oath upon you. For the rest of my life, I will not disobey you. I have made tawbah from this type of thing." In other words, Allah's khawf, Allah's fear entered the heart, taqdeer of Allah. Kifal dies on that night. He dies the same night. There's every likelihood that they wouldn't even bury him. He had such a terrible reputation. No one would give him a second glance. Yet the shan of Allah's ghaffariyat, Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy. The next day, on the door of Kifal, miraculously, in lines of noor are written, "Inna Allah qad ghafara lil kifli. Inna Allah qad ghafara." Qad ghafara means jannati, jannati, jannati. Allah has made the maghfirat of Kifal. Kifal is a jannat. Such is the mercy of Allah. Coming back to this incident, "Lima qafatika ya Rabbi." Oh my Allah, it was your fear, your khawf entered my heart. This is why I did this act of utter desperation. I knew there was no escaping this day. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the previous ummah. This is the previous ummah. This is the previous ummah. This is not this ummah. This ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Wa inna hadihi ummatun marhuma." My ummah, the special mercies of Allah. Previous ummah, Allah's mercy. This ummah, the special mercies of Allah descending upon my ummah. Why? Allah doesn't have relationship. Allah is not related to anyone. فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَلَا يَتَسَالُونَ. Allah is not related to anyone. There is a reason. Allah has elevated, Allah has raised the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam several thousand years before this ummah could come into existence. Allah sends wahi revelation upon Musa alayhi salam. "Ya Musa," Allah addresses him, "Anna fi ummati Muhammad," ohha Allah ta'ala ila Musa, "Bani Israel, Nabi Bani Israel, anna fi ummati Muhammad larijal yaqumuna ala kulli sharafin wa wad." That an ummat is coming, an ummat is coming, an ummat is coming. Where will you find them? What is their shi'ar? What is their defining characteristic? How will you distinguish them? How will you recognize them? Look at this description. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, it's revealed upon him. You will find this ummah on every high ground, every low ground, every gully, every alley, every street. What will they be doing? Yunadun bishahadati Allah ilaha illallah. They will be giving the dawat, the pukar, the incantation, the nida of la ilaha illallah. Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal. Yunadun bishahadati Allah ilaha illallah. Fajazauhum jazaul anbiya. Allah says to Musa alayhi salam, this is the work of my anbiya alayhi salam, so I will reward them like the anbiya will be. Dawood alayhi salam, ya Dawood, inni faddaltu ummata Muhammad ala al-umami kulliha wa sanantu lahum as-sunan allati sanantuha ala al-anbiya wa aftaradtu alayhim al-faraid allati iftaradtuha ala al-anbiya. O Dawood, I gave fazilat, I gave rank, I gave superiority, I gave nobility to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over every other ummah. Why? What is the reason? What is the reason this ummah was elevated? This ummah was given distinction. Allah says to Dawood alayhi salam, I made sunnat upon them, sunnat of anbiya. I made farz upon them, fariza of anbiya. What was the sunnat of anbiya? What was the fariza of anbiya? What was the day and night of anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? This cry, this worry, this concern, da'wat and tabligh, the worry for one person's hidayat, for one person to be saved from jahannam, enter into jannat. This ummat was elevated. The same terminology which Quran uses for anbiya alayhi salam. Quran uses the word ijtiba for anbiya. ثُمَّ جَتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَىٰ. Adam alayhi salam, فَجَتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَجَعَلَهُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Yunus alayhi salam, اِجْتَبَاهُ وَهَدَاهُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ. Yusuf alayhi salam, اِجْتَبَيْنَاهُمْ وَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ. All the anbiya alayhi salam, اجتبا, اجتبا, اجتبا. The same term. The same term Allah uses for this ummah, wajtabakum. Allah chose you. Allah selected you. This ummah was selected, chosen. This is that ummah upon which the special mercy. Look at the allowances. I've run out of time. Look at the allowances Allah Ta'ala gives to this ummah, this month of Ramadan. One incident, ulama mentioned, one sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, I was fasting. It was the month of Ramadan. Sahabi, fasting in Ramadan. I fell on the wife. The Sahabi, mashallah, had a hot temperament. Hot temperament, in other words, had a strong sexual inclination. So he saw, gaze fell on the wife, couldn't contain himself. Broke his fast by having relations with the wife. Ya Rasulullah, what is the kafara? What must I do? I'm cutting the incident short. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Says to him, you have to fast 60 days. 60 days consecutively. It's a kafara for breaking one fast by having sexual relations with your wife. Allahu Akbar. This man says, Ya Rasulullah, one fast this happened to me. How am I going to keep 60? One fast this happened, 60. Can't, not too difficult. So okay, no problem. Feed 60 poor people. Feed 60 poor people. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I take oath on Allah, there is no one poorer than me in Medina. There is no one poorer than me. How am I going to feed 60 people? Where am I going to get it from? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, okay, sit here. Little while later, someone brings two barrels of dates, presents it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns to that sahabi and says, take this now and feed 60 families. History does not produce an example like this. A man commits a crime, a fine is prescribed as the penalty for the crime. Then the state gives him the money to pay the fine. But for this ummah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, take the dates now and feed 60 people. In other words, he's also being given the money to pay the fine. The man looks at the dates, he looks at the Nabi of Allah, he looks at the dates, he looks at the Nabi of Allah, and he says, Ya Rasulullah, there is no one poorer than me in Medina. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiles and he says, okay, you take the dates. Sir, these are what? Ummatum marhuma. The ummat upon which the special mercies of Allah. Why? Because this ummat was given a task, was given a responsibility that elevated this ummat over every other ummat. Dawud al-Islam is told, I made sunnat upon them, the sunnat of the Anbiya. I made farz upon them, fariza of the Anbiya. Hatta ya'tuni yawm al-qiyamah. Hatta ya'tuni yawm al-qiyamah. If they will fulfill this. If they will fulfill this. Allah says to Dawud al-Islam, they will come to me on the day of judgment. Wa nuruhum mithlu nuril anbiya. I will give them the nur. I will give them the nur like the nur of the Anbiya alayhi salam. This is not an ordinary ummah. This is the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This month of Sha'ban is drawing to an end. Such is the maqam of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You just got a few minutes. Ramadan is coming. That incident, there's no time to mention, inshallah, maybe in another majlis. This is the chance which Allah has given us. The doors to Allah's mercy are open. Man sama yawman. Man sama yawman. Fi sabilillah. Fi ghayri Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, a man is fasting. A man is fasting in the path of Allah. But it is not Ramadan. Nafil fast. Nafil fast in the path of Allah. Bu'idanin nar. Miyata'amin. Sayyid al-Mudhammar al-Jawad. He says, Allah will distance this man. Allah will distance this man from Jahannam. What distance? A fast horse rider will ride for 100 years. The distance that he covers, to that extent Allah will distance him from Jahannam if he is fasting in the path of Allah outside Ramadan. In Ramadan, what Allah will give him? لا يعلم ثواب عامله إلا الله. No one but Allah knows the reward. This is an opportunity. Raise the pukar of Allah to complete that incident. Ordinary Bedouin. He praises Allah in this manner. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hears the dua. He hears this dua, the dua of this Bedouin. Ya man la tarahu al-uyud, wa la tukhalituhu al-dhunun, wa la yasifu Allah's ta'rif, Allah's hamd. That, oh my Allah, your knowledge, you know the droplets of the ocean, you know the droplets of the number of leaves on the trees. Nothing is concealed from you. You know every grain, you know every dry, you know every withered. Ya Allah, your knowledge. What is this? This is da'wah. This is da'wah. Allah's praise, Allah's hamd, Allah's ta'rif. Inviting towards Allah, speaking about Allah, the Nabi of Allah becomes excited. Overtaken, listening to the words of this Bedouin. Says to Abu Huraira, quickly, is there anything in the Baytul Mal? Abu Huraira says, there's two coins of gold. He says, bring it. Abu Huraira brings it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam presents it to the Sahabi. Presents it to this Bedouin. And then he asks this Bedouin, do you know why I'm giving you this? Do you know why this is an expression of my joy? He sees this expression of joy. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then asks him, do you know why I'm giving you this? This Bedouin says, maybe we are related. This is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, no. بِحُسْنِ ثَنَائِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Because of the beautiful manner in which you praise my Allah. Because of the beautiful manner in which you praise my Allah. If the Nabi of Allah, gives like this, what Allah is going to give? What Allah is going to give? This month, this is an opportunity. Yet, baitne ke man nahi hai. Baitne ke mahina nahi hai. It's not the time to sit. Give the masturat a break. Yeah, samosas, bhajiyas, biryani, and what? Give them a chance also to make Allah's ibadah. Don't be a musibat on their heads in this month. This is a time to go in the path of Allah. This is not a time to sit back. So very, very quickly, Adhan is going to be called up very shortly. Who of us is ready, inshallah? One is 4 months. That intention all of us may go have to do. So inshallah. Immediate taqaza is this month of Ramadan. This month of Ramadan, who is ready to give time in the path of Allah in Ramadan? Come Intizar al-salati ba'd al-salah. Rasulullah SAW said, that person who stays in the masjid from one salah to the next salah, engaged in the amal of deen, Allah's malaika are making dua for him. Allahumma salli alayhi. Allahumma alhamdulillah. Allah have mercy upon him. Allah sends salawat upon him. So, inshallah, that reward is there. Now, take advantage of the opportunity. Allah's malaika, while they are making dua for him, this is the time to put your niyat in front. Ya Allah, accept me. Who is ready, Master? Come my friend.
Ji, 40 days also, inshallah. Keep your name for 40 days, inshallah. Quickly, inshallah. Ramadan, the month will be going after Ramadan. Inshallah. Ji, Hamar Hussain bhai, inshallah. Mera bhi rada hai, inshallah. Ji, 40 days, inshallah. Ji, mashallah. Abdul Hafiz Abdul Wadud. Mashallah. Ji, who else, mashallah? Kahil bhai, Allah kabul samay. Ji, mashallah. Who else? 40 days, inshallah. Ji. Mashallah. Masood Hussain, mashallah. Allah kabul samay. Masood bhai, mashallah. Ji. Anybody else? 40 days. Quickly, inshallah. Ji, Ahsanullah. Ji, who else, mashallah, 40 days? Ji, Somal bhai, Somal bhai, ji. Allah kabul farma, ji. Niyat karna bhi hai, bhai, Yasad bhai, ji. Who else, mashallah? Mashallah. Who else, mashallah? Ji, Zarak bhai. Amin bhai. Who else, mashallah? Ji, Samara Atif bhai. Ji. Anybody else, inshallah? The last skill, inshallah, by Ramzan. Who is ready to go for Ramzan? In the Asra, inshallah, Ramzan.
Ji,
by Ramzan.
All should be ready. Ramzan.
Ji.
We want two brothers to do our nusrat, go to Christ,
in Ramzan. Ji, Jamaat, UK Jamaat is also one. Chalo, bolo. Who is Ramzan? Ramzan mein kaun hai? Who is going in Ramzan? Who is ready to Ramzan, inshallah? Ji, Harun bhai, Allah kabool farmaye. Ji, Harun bhai, Musa Patel, two, mashallah. Sir, mashallah, Askar bhai, three. Who else, mashallah? Ji, Ramzan bhai, bolo bhai, mashallah. Wonderful opportunity.
Ramadan, all of us should be ready.
Ji, anybody else? Hussain bhai, mashallah, dekho Hussain bhai there. Ji, well, up to mashallah. Ji, anybody else? Ramzan bhai. Who else? Quickly, inshallah. Haan bhai, Ramzan ke mubarak mahina, ji. Wonderful opportunity, inshallah. Ji. Anybody ask for Ramadan, inshallah? Near set of a police, inshallah, Himmat Kalu, in Ramadan, inshallah, 10 days. Ji. Huh? Any youngsters, inshallah? Ahmad is also looking. Chloe is also looking, inshallah. Umar is there, mashallah. Who else, mashallah? Ji. Our youngsters also, inshallah. I think it's a holiday, school holiday is also coming, isn't it? It's Ramadan. I believe, is it right?
Yes.
In the Ramadan, mashallah. Yeah, alhamdulillah, we had a chance. The school holiday also fall in the Ramadan. So it's wonderful of our students, inshallah. Who is ready, by student? Spend 10 days, inshallah. Ji, bolo, bhai. Any students, inshallah? Any youth? Ah, mashallah. Aslam, mashallah. Ji, anybody else? Quickly, inshallah. Ramadan. See, may Allah SWT accept all of us. And 3 days every month, everybody inshallah ready, inshallah. May Allah SWT accept all of us, inshallah. Maulana's program, inshallah, tomorrow will be at Mount Roskill, inshallah, after Maghrib. And Thursday, inshallah, in Beni Mora. After, I will decide, inshallah. But Thursday is Beni Mora. Friday, of course, in Ponsanbi, inshallah, after Tarawih. And Saturday, inshallah, is Masjid Aisha. And Sunday will go. And also there is a Masturat program on Thursday from 11:30 to 1 at Mount Roskill Girls Madrasa, 180 National Road. So we all try to send our families, inshallah.